Chof Hei Tishri, Sunday 23rd of October, Rabbi Shlomo Freshwater, Parshas Bereishis, Nisuch HaMayim.
In Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Parshas Bereishis, on the Pusuk V'limshul Bayoyim Uvalayla, it's Bereishis, Capital Aleph, Pusuk Yudchas. Shteta Chiddush in Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Mechaya talks about Bayoshkoich, Bayoim and Balaila. So the Bene Bechaya talks about Kabbalah's Tarnas, that the person is the Kabbalah Tarnas the day before the fast. And it somehow comes in there that he expounds on the Inyan of a Tarnas. And this is his Lushan. Ukashem Shaha Tarnas Kolm. The Tarnas is considered like a kolm, because on a Tarnas there's miyat chelbi v'dumi. We say it in the pismin, in kippakut and under mekom. Miyat chelbi v'dumi. The person is mismayat from his being, from his chelav and dam. That's a kolm. So he says like this: ukeshem shahatarnas kolm, kach hadima. B'shas tefillah kolben. K'neged nisach hamayim im hakabunas. I understood him to say the following. This is what I understood. Bashkofer eshayim. That he's saying the following. That when a person davens, tefillah is b'mukim kolben. But a kolben has nesuchim. So what are the nesuchim of the kolben of tefillah? So he says, the mesuchim of the kolben of tefillah is the dima, is the tears that a person cries. The chayin doshi chazali continues, sharei dima loy ninali, that the gate in heaven of which where tears go through doesn't get closed. So he learns because it is keneged nisach hamay. As I state in the Beni Bechaya. Now it's very interesting because and then when I saw this Ben Mechaya, I suddenly understood some Sofer. Today is the Yutzat of the Chsam Sofer, Schisse Yogan Adayni. In Drushas Chsam Sofer, Chsam Sofer says that Chazal say that when a tzaddik is nifta, it's like a kolben. So the Chsam Sofer says, and what about the Nesuchim? And what about Shira? You said Shira ala kolben, and what's about Nesuchim? So the Heilige Chsam Sofer, that when a person cries dimmer that he's moitzi on a Talmud Chuchim Shemes, that's the Nesuchim. He writes what the Shir is. The Shir is the Hespet. He said when there's muscles on Simchas Beyidnam is Maspet a Talmud Chuchim, that Hespet is a Shir. So about Kapunim, I saw that the Chsam Sofer says that dimmer is like Nesuchim. But now, having seen the Beni Bechaya, I see some Asafa Moedik in the car. This is something that some Sofer had a line verstanden. Mrs. Buni al Divre Rabbi Saini Rishainim. That the Beni Bechaya says that a person who davens and he cries is that the dimmer that he cries when he davens, that's the Suchen. Is one or two Uris of them. The Eshte Zach is that the only nesuchim generally by kabunas were yayin. There was only one less nesuch hamayim, and that's on sukkahs. So lechoyre vat oskevism for svena beni bechaya. But beni bechaya is saying is that the dimma that a person cries whilst he is davening, that is like the nesuchim of sukkahs because it's mayim. It's a dimmer is mayim. But Ken's looking at the himmel. The Rabbani Shem takes the tears and turns it into wine. As if the Rabbani Shem takes the hesped and turns it into shira. But in pashtisoy, as a keneged nisach hamayim imakabunas. So he's talking about nisach hamayim imakabunas. The only nisach hamayim imakabunas was on sickness. According to Tachta Bislavot, I say that He writes the Chazal Kiran Nemtzach. Where does it come from? The whole Indian of Nisach HaMayim. What started it off? Now the Ebishter of the Shafel, the Rabbi Yishlam created the world. So the Rabbi Yishlam made the HaMayim Mavdul, the Ki HaMavdul, the Mayim, the Mayim, the upper waters and the lower waters got separated. So the water was very unhappy and started to cry and the B'chiyas, the Rabbi Yishlam. We want to be also close to Hashem Yizbuch. So the Hashem Yizbuch gesagt, will come your time. When? By Nisach HaMayim. So Ibn said the whole Nisach HaMayim was created through crying, through tears. So now if somebody cries from Davanim, those tears of a mukim Nisach HaMayim. Let's see whether we have any raya to Rabbeinu Bechaya to the Shala. The Nisuchim, the way it worked was like this. Nisuchim, they brought Niskayayin on Kabunis. So the Kabun Tumid had Nisuchim of wine. Every day they brought Niskayayin. Sikkis, they brought Niskay Mayim. But that Nisuch of Mayim that they brought in Sikkis, they brought it B'derech Klal. Maybe that was the only way they could do it. We'll talk about it in a second. Was with the Tumid. The Mishnah says in Masechet Sikkah that there was two sefalim, two dishes on the mizbeach. It's a shayna whether it was attached to the mizbeach and machlokes is a shayna, or whether it was just placed on the mizbeach. And in one of them they made nisach hamayim, and the other they made nisach hayayin. And in order that they should both end up on the mizbeach, at the bottom of the mizbech at the same time, the whole of one was wider than the whole of the other, because yayin and mayim don't travel at the same speed. Mayim goes a lot faster. So Mamela, they made that the hole where they put the yayin was bigger, larger. It yet says duazoi. It duah shah agoi sushala, which be'emes the shala is klua amachloika sushayna. What din did the Nisrei HaMayim have? In other words, like this. Is the pshat that every day the Korban Tumid requires Nisrei Yayim? Sukkos, there was another din. In addition to the Tumid requiring Nisrei Yayim, it also required Nisrei Mayim. So Memela, the Nisrei Mayim was Mekoyach, the Tumid. The Tumid had a different requirement on Sukkos than it had the whole year. Or do we say not like that? The Korban Tumid only needs the Yayin, because that's what it has every day. But Sukkos, there is a new din on Sukkos that you have to make a Nesach of Mayim. Now, Grada, when did they bring this Nesach of Mayim? They brought it at the same time as they brought the Nesach of the Yayin. That was just a timing question. But it wasn't a din in the Tumid. Vivet Chatan Nafgiminis. So there's a lot of Nafgiminis, and everything that I'm saying now, steht in der Scheinem. Es ist kein späterer Chedishen, es ist Sachen, was steht in der Scheinem. Der Gemurah says in Masech Tatanis, der Blazer says, that we say Masche Veriach, in Moire Dagesh in the first day Sukkos. We mean some of the Shemini Hatzeres, right? It's a Mekulu Nibachem. But the Tan in the Mishnah says, first day Sukkos. Klar der Gemurah, when do you say it? Do you start at Shachris, or do you start at Maariv? So the Gemurah, in Chagiga, in Tzuvik, in Tarnas, that's based on the base, the Gemara says, it depends. If we're comparing it, if we're saying it's like Lulav, when does Lulav start? The morning, so Memela, you say Mashirich Moed Geshem Bashachas. If we compare it to Nisach HaMayim, well, that you do by night. What does it mean, Nisach HaMayim you do by night? It states in the Mishnah that they did Nisach HaMayim the same time as they were Makiv the Tumid. Not only that, there's a Gemur, the Gemur says, the Mishnah says that there was a Tzedoki, the Tzedokim didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim. So there was a Tzedoki that he took the water and he poured it out on his foot. So the Gemur says, V'rogmi kaluam besregeim. They took their sregeim and they threw their sregeim and they were Ragim, and they stoned him with the Esragim. So the Gemara, whoa, what are they doing with the Esragim? Well, yeah, because they did it, Bishas, Tumid, Shashacha, so the island was in the morning, they had their segment. The Sant Zach, Shalmit says that they actually killed him. In Babli, Ben Shtaitis, which says they threw stones at him. They threw a Sregim at him. Threw a Sregim, so it could be they didn't kill him, they just stoned him with a Sregim. And Shalmi says they killed him, and Rashi and Sukkah says that they threw both a Sregim and stones. Because Rashi Chayim means to say a Sregim is something that's very, very, very light, so you can't really stone somebody with an asterisk. So Rashi adds that they had stones, but this sukkah, somebody brought me a tamen asterisk. Believe me, it was heavier than a stone. I could understand if they had the tamen asterisk. They can't drag themselves. About kapunim. So where do we get to the Gemara says in Tanis that they said mashivuruch that nisach hamayim was belaila and memeila. If you learn from nisach hamayim, so then you start off mashivuruch amorit hageshem according to a blazer by night. When is there by night nisach hamayim? So Rashi Nisach Tanis finds that as a difficulty, and Rashi says that of course they were only menasach by day, but they drew the water from the Me'a Shaluach that they did at night. So Mamela, the Nisach HaMayim process starts at night, and Mamela, you can say Mashabriach HaMayim HaGeshem Banat. Taisa says differently. Taisa says that Avada, they used to bring it with a Tumid, but if they wanted to, it actually has another pshat as well, but Taisa says that they brought it, if you want to, you could bring it at night. Now if you learn that the first night sukkahs, now if you learn that Nisach HaMayim, the Nisach HaMayim is a din in the Karbon Tumid, you cannot bring it before the Karbon. You cannot bring the Nisuchim. The din is like this, Nisuchim on a Karbon, you bring the Katchila with the Karbon, but you can also bring it after the Karbon. But you cannot bring it before the Karbon. So the man, the Taisus, who says that they could bring the Suchim at night before the Karbon, the Hanchach Taisus lands, it had no Shaychus with the Karbon. It was a din on its own. Gada, the Katchila, we brought it with the Karbon, but if it didn't come out to bring with the Karbon, you brought it whenever, so you could bring it by night as well. So the man, you say, Mashavaruach, Maida Gashem, according to the Blazer, at night. Those are Shainim, who hold that you cannot bring the Suchim at night. And the Ritzvu in Masechta Sukkah, that Nun says Lahadja, you cannot, bring the Machloikas to shine in whether you can or cannot bring the Karbon by the Suchim by night. And the Ritzvu says, the Machloikas to shine in is dependent on this. If it's part of the Tumit, so then you can't do it before the Karbon Tumit. If it's Achiv and Yantuf to bring the Suchim, so then you can bring it before. There are other nafgiminis. A lot of nafgiminis. There's a nafgimina. What happens if there is no tumit? For whatever reason, there was no tumit. They couldn't bring a tumit. So do you bring the nesuchim or not? Nischei yain, of course you won't bring. That's the din and the carbon tumit. Nischei ma'ayim will now depend. If it's a yomtiv dekadim, where the katchili, you bring it with a tumit. No tumit. You bring the nesuchim without the tumit. If we say that it's like nischei yain, so if there's no tumit, there's no nesuchim. What happens if you didn't bring it one? They forgot to bring one day in the Nesuchim. Can they bring the next day for the earlier day? If it's a din in the Karbon Tumid, the Gemara says you can bring the Nesuchim even Asar Yomim 10 days after the Karbon. But if it's a Chiv of Yomtiv, the Yomtiv is Mechayiv to bring the Nesuchim. You can't have of Azmana Butl Kabuna. You've lost it. It's like not being marked with the Karbon Musaf. This is clear in the Rishonim. The Achronim also discuss this. And they have Peshid and Peshutim had to be toiled, but the Etzim Shala is a Machloikis Hashoinim, and the Tfu and Masech the Tanis in Mesudik. And Masech the Sukkah, Dafnun explains it, and the Miri and Masech the Tanis also discusses this issue, and they say very clearly that this is the Shala. What is the Din for Nesuch? Now let's go back to Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai says that if somebody cries, B'Shas HaTfilah, that's considered Nesuchim with a Kol. Now, Oib Rabbeinu Bechaya holds that the Nischei Mayim are considered to be part of the Karbon Tumid. So we find such a thing that Mayim is Nesuchim for a Karbon. So Rabbeinu Bechaya, a person davens. That's Memukim Karbon. Davens is a Karbon. Yes, if he is Moira Demuas, if he sheds tears whilst he davening. So that is the Nesuchim of that kol. If, however, the Nesuchim was a din, the Nischem Mayim was something that you bought on Yom Tov, it's a Chayvus Hayoyim, it's a Kolb like the Kolb Musaf. So Oy Bazoy, you cannot have that as the Nesuchim for the Tefillah. Because it's not a, you never find Mayim should be Nesuchim. The only Nesuchim we find together with the Kolb is Yain, is Mayim. So B'Ketach Pashkuf Rishayna, then maybe we have a raya from the Rabbeinu Bechaya to this Shittas Rishayim who hold that the Nischei Mayim was the Nesuchim of the Kolbens of Rabbeinu Bechaya. So maybe just like we find that on Sukkot Mayim was the Nesuchim for the Tumit, so a whole year round tears can also be Nesuchim for that. Then I have a look at the Lushan of Rabbeinu Bechaya, and it's interesting. Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this: the Kishem Shehapanis Kolben Kach Hadima b'shasa tefillah kolben k'neged nisach hamayim emakabunas. And I thought possibly the Ben Yibachai is saying just the other way around, and he's saying like this: that just like on Yom Tov we find that there was a kolben of its own, not part of the tumit, a kolben of its own, and that's called nisach hamayim. So when the Yid cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that in itself is a kolben. But then he's going to cry some in the middle of the day, just like they shouldn't. If he cries, so then the dimmer is a considered a kolben of its own, not a nesach to a kolben. This is lushan. A kishem shatanis kolben, just like a tanis is a kolben. Kach, you have to know the comparison to tanis in either pshat. Kach hadimmer b'shas hatfila kolben. He doesn't say the dimmer is the nesach of the kolben. He says the dimmer is the kolben. Kineged nisach hamayim im akabunas. Just like we find the nisach hamayim that we brought with the kabunas, which was a kolben on its own. It was a chayvus hayayin. So also the dimmer that a yid cries when he davens is also a kolben. Yesh Ludin in Sefer Kavu Kemach, Rabbeinu Bechaya says the same thing again. There it's a little bit more mashma the first way that we learned, but not muchach, but aksas mashmuras, that he's learning that dimma isn't a kolben, tears are not a kolben, but tears are on the suchim of the suchim for the kolben. That's macha ha'ura. There's a gemur mesecht on Parshas Bereishis. The Gemara says in Masech the Sanhedrin, Omachet, Omacheskia, Menayin Shekol HaMoisif Goreya. From where do we learn that if somebody is Moisif, he's Goreya? By adding, you're detracting, you're subtracting, you're making it worse. Shenema, Omalakim, that Loisoichli Memeni, Veloisigiboy. Chava says to the Nuchosh, Rabbi Nishim says, we're not allowed to eat from this, and we can't touch it. So what did he do? He pushed her against the tree, and she saw, Omar Lori, Shein Misa, Alanagia, Apalachila, Loisa Misi. Nothing happened to you. As he said in the Gemara. So the Torah's Chayim, and Masechta Sanhedrin, says, Efashtait Nisht. He says, Chava added, she added the Rebbeinu Shem said you mustn't eat. So she said, the Rebbeinu Shem said mustn't touch it. But she really knew the truth. She knew, she added it. But she knew that the Rebbeinu Shem had told her not to eat it. So when the Nuchash pushed her against the wall and said, ha, you see, nothing happened, she should have said, listen, sorry Nuchash, I added something. The Rebbeinu Shem never said not to touch it. So there's no raya that the fact that he touched it and nothing happened, there's no raya that if I eat it, nothing will happen, because the touching was my haisofa, my lozan lamasuri from the hachuka lechet, my haisofa that I wanted to do in order not to be nechsho. But the eating was what the Rabbeinu Shteinem told us. So the Teiras Chaim zokt amore de kechidish. And the Teiras Chaim says that Chava was not there when the Rabbeinu Shteinem told Uda Marishan. So she didn't know what the Ebishta said. Uda Marishan, he was afraid that Chava would transgress, would be over what the Rabbeinu Shloinam said. So he went on the Marisha and he told her that, well, he told her, he said, no, the Rabbeinu Shloinam said, you mustn't touch this, you mustn't eat it. So she, Taka, believed her husband, when he said that the Rebbe Yishmael said not to touch it. So when the Nuchash made her touch it and nothing happened, she really believed the Nuchash that there's nothing to be frightened of. So he says that Dusus Eshtek Kala Moisev Gereya is not going, as I said to his Chaim, is not going to Chava. Chava wasn't Moisev. It was Udan who was Moisev. And if David should do say Ashina has with it, because Bemis is very difficult to understand. This is Kala Moisev Gereya. Heilige Chazal made Hachukas and Tkunas and Gezeres. So this was also Hachukas. Don't touch it, you might come to eat it. Teretz is Azoi. Allah Hachukas and Imoidi, but you have to know that Hachukah, Udam Rishon didn't tell her. The Rabbi Nishloyim says, don't eat it. And I, Udam Rishon, am telling you, as a precaution, don't even go near it and touch it, because I'm afraid you might come to eat it. That would have been fine. But what did Udam Rishon say? The Rishon said, the Rabbi Nishloyim said, don't touch it. He's Moisif. Just came in the Shtin. I'm Moisif. Moisif Kareh. Adkam, Toichon Divrei, Hatoris Chayim, Behoisufa Ktsas. But Tacht Eshek Kemezov Nachavot. In the Torah Kedosha steht bei Matan Torah, V'chol hu om royim es ha-koilis. The whole Klal Yisrael saw the koilis. So Chazal, the Heilige Chazal zogen, so Mechilta and Parshas Yisrael, Rashi brings it down, the Bechush, they saw the koilis. Something that we cannot imagine because we can't. We don't know what that means, but they saw, they were able to see Koilus. The Ebenezer learns differently. And Ebenezer says, Kva perashti, tam royim es ha-koilus, ki chol ha-hargushus v'schabrus al-mukim echot. That means like this. A person has five chushim. There's Ria, the Rechila, Riyah, Mishmash, Shmiya. So, the Eben Ezra seems to be saying that the Lashinus of the Chamisha Hagushas can be interposed. You can say one on the other. So, Bemis, Koilus, you hear. On the Chalom, Rayim is Akkadish. You can use the expression seeing because it's a similar thing. Riyah, Shmiya, it's a similar thing. And Ibn Ezra says the same thing again in Pashas Miketz, on the Pusik Vaya Yankiv Kiyesh Sheva B'Mitzrayim. So he says, what says Vaya Yankiv Kiyesh Sheva B'Mitzrayim? He heard, he didn't see. So he says again the same thing. Noch ein Muzuk to this. Rei, Reiach B'ni. Kereyach, so he says, what's Pastor Ria on Reyach? You smell, you don't see. So to Ibn Ezra, it's Mischabos. Yeah, but that means I understand. Yeah, but it's also something. Rani Divah Adman, yeah. It's Azoy. In Sefer Yismach Yisuel, from Rabbi Sul Machotkev, he brings down a memra from Rabbi Iri Mistralisk. Rabbi Iri Mistralisk said that before the chet of Udam Harishon, a person was in a madrega that Udam Harishon was in a madrega that these five koiches interchanged. That means he could see, so to speak, with his nose and smell with his eyes. All the Averim, the eyes, the ears, all the Chishim could do all of the five things. Later on, when there was the Chet, the Ravon Shloilem took that Koyach away, and Memela, he was able to do it. Boris Stravinsky, they say, Amasi, bring that story, that he once held a piece of sugar in his hand, and he drank a coffee, or whatever he drank, I'm not sure, and he was able to take the taste of the sweetness without actually taking it into his hands, because Tzaddikim had this koyach of Udam Rishon before the chet. That Yidden by Matan Torah were in such a high madrega that they were like the madrega of Udam Rishon before the chet, so Memela they could take a sea koilus. In One of my children was once in Eretz Yisrael, and he was by the Neral Aruf's Chanevuch of Shabbos, and Neral Aruf told him this Masa with the Buri Stradiska, this what? Because it's a Hashanah Hezbel, it has to do with the Kedushas of Abram, where the Mishnah was Pagim, but the Chet El Sadas in his Abram, which that causes separation, and the Tzadik, whose Abram are not Nifkam. But Al Kapun, we're going to go. That we're talking now before the Chet. So there was really several ways how you could eat the Eitz Hadas, right? You could eat it the normal way by eating it, but you could also eat it with any of the other chushim. So Mamela Oy Bazoi, if she touched it, she was able to sense the taste. So Oy Bazoi, actually came in Yatzug Azoi, that Rabbi Nishoidim said, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel, but from this one you shouldn't. Is the touch is Eitz Hadas Toivara Loi Soichel Memeni, the Rabbi Nishoidim only asked an achila through the mouth. An achila of touching, although it has the same effect, the Rabbi Nishtoyim didn't ask. Chava understood she was Moisif. And Chava said, it cannot be. What's the difference if I'm eating by touching, if I'm eating by eating with my mouth? The Masa is, I'm doing the same, it's having the same effect, I'm eating the Peira. So she didn't accept, this is what the Rabbi Nishtoyim said. The Rabbi Nishtoyim said not to eat. But he meant to eat it in the normal derech achila. The other way, although it's like eating, has the same effect, the Rabbi Yishlein didn't ask. So, Memeila v'balt, she was moisif, and she said, no, my das, my seichel tells me that they're both the same. She was convinced, this is a zoi. So she was convinced that if she, through touching, is able to take out the same sensitivity as she would have by eating, that would be usa. That was the Moisef. Kala Moisef Gareya. So he pushed her on it. And she was saw that nothing happened to her. So the Nocher says, you see, even though you've eaten it through touching, nothing has happened to you. The Mamela is the nothing will happen through eating. When we learn the Masechta Sanhedrin on the Shia, the Togim from the Dayami, we learn the Masechta Sanhedrin. I thought of this word. Mashas Masa b'chizuk the Olam. Azar get the word. It's not a man's chis. It's only b'chis the rabbim and veimim melama. Später I found it. I found mamish this word in the sefer called Tiv Levov, where they bring the sefer. They bring this word from the Satmar Ruv Tzchane Vucha. So I had a great simcha as chabzoyche gevein b'chavon tzizam. Emes had Moisef gain of the word, and he added like this. In pusik state v'teira hu ish. So what does that mean? How by looking can you see that it's good lamachel? You know, you can be served food and you look at it and it looks wonderful. Then when you taste it, you see finished toicha kebaroi. It's not like it looks. So I think we'll see like in their words that once we say that the hageshim on the schalof. So when looking at it, she saw that it was tasted good. So Mamela is vatikach mepirioi. So she actually took it vatoichal.